Hello and welcome to the Christmas edition of Wrong Side of 30. My name is Brandon and I am joined by the lovable, the wonderful, the super cute, the looks great in a bikini, Billy.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Also, Keisha is here.
Hi. Billy's already gone. He came in hot tonight. Came in hot.
Yeah, back so, is toast.
So we record Wednesday nights after work, and I guess, Billy, you just came from a...
Work happy hour.
Like a
on
digital...
Zoom happy hour.
You get more drunk or less drunk at those? Probably more, because it's your booze you're drinking.
Yeah, you're off camera with booze. You're on camera with face. So I think this is my fifth drink, and I've had zero food today.
Oh, jeez. Better get to all the important content before.
Stop kidding yourself. We don't have important content.
That's true. Make sure, please rate and leave us a review. They make Keisha's day. And this just in, Billy will reveal his face if we get to 35 reviews.
Written reviews.
God damn, not a lot of feedback for the last episode because it just came out this morning. So... But I had a lot of fun talking about my mistakes, Billy's mistakes, and the people who have made mistakes onto Keisha as the episode became known to me in editing.
She is the direct object of mistakes, I believe, grammatically.
Sorry, guys. I'll get better. I came into
so confident. I just want to know, like, do we have... I'm not plugged into Soch, and I just want to know, is there like a huge rabid following for unsolicited advice from Keisha? Because
no.
I told Maggie, I was like, so before we go into the top five, just know it's basically like a Hello Abby column, but for Keisha, but no one's actually writing in asking questions. She's just soliciting bring snacks to everybody.
You don't know that. People could be sending me questions.
No one's sending you questions. Yeah.
Is it chunks?
No one's listening to this because we're all well-adjusted over 30-year-olds that have our lives together.
Chunks has chunks. A Twitter account like Frozen Green Bean Fan.
We have like two custom Twitter accounts. There's
Fake David Pixley, S. Pixley.
And now there's Wife of Billy or something.
No, not Billy's wife.
Who I don't know. I don't know who that person is.
I was worried it was just a stranger. I was like, that is going to freak Billy out, but...
I become less and less concerned about my identity. It's like an inverse relationship. The more offensive I become, the less I become concerned about my identity. It doesn't actually make sense.
Yeah, because, you know, like podcasts just kind of allow you to be a caricature of yourself.
At some point, you say so many offensive things, you feel like it's normal, even if it's not. And that's the situation I'm in now.
Yeah, like South Park. Like, there's nothing South Park can do that's going to generate any kind of headlines. Like, they could show a live abortion on air, and people would be like, oh, that's South Park.
When you say South live, Park. Do you mean animated or actually live?
No, like, you know, like a video. I don't know. Keish, I would love to get caught up with your dating life because you told me a story, my man, about a boy. And I think our listeners would love to hear it. And I'm sure Billy would love to hear this one, too.
Oh, do I get to lay down the hammer? Please go ahead.
I think I told him about this podcast. Fuck,
who cares?
You're going to break up with him in like 5 days. That's every Keisha story.
That's true. Okay. So I went out with this guy. I think I actually posted the recap after the date because he's 29 and it started out like a regular date. And then it turned into him asking me for advice on how to improve his dating profile.
To attract other better women.
So were you,
that's
like,
terrible.
The sister figure on this site?
Yes. Yeah. So what happened was, like, we were talking, and it's, like, probably 5 or 10 minutes in. There's obviously, like, not a lot of stuff going on. Like, I just wasn't. We did go to Cheesecake Factory, which is a phenomenal choice for
what?
First date. Yeah,
fuck,
ma'am.
You. Are you serious? You went.
What's
was it your idea or
I
his
love
idea?
Cheesecake Factory. It was his idea because he wanted cheesecake.
The Cheesecake Factory, for anybody who's not familiar, is like a fancy Chili's.
No, it's like amazing. A fancy Applebee's. It's not even a fancy Chili's.
With like 35 pages of food. It's so too much food.
Yeah, but it's like it's like a grocery store. It's like they get shipped in like microwave meals, but like 600 of them. And it's like, oh, no one's ordered the chicken fried steak for 45 weeks, but someone just did. Let's throw this in the de-thaw.
It's amazing. So he was like, I want cheesecake. And I was like, oh, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. It's a factory of cheesecakes. And he's like, okay, cool. So here's the trick. You tell a guy that you want to go out just for dessert. But when you get there, you actually order real food. So that's what
Why
I did.
Why can't you just say, let's go out for dinner?
Because dinner feels too, like, serious for a first date.
That's not actually true. I can actually answer that question
yes,
for you,
it
Brandon.
It's
because everybody at Keisha's age that's still on a dating app has, like, some severe, like, mental disorder or phobia around dating and being honest in a relationship. So, like, every single move that you make at this point is some sort of bizarre gambit that doesn't actually ground itself in reality. So, therefore... Therefore, you have to manufacture the concept that you're so paranoid. It's like, well, I can't ask this guy for a normal date based on my profile. I should just say, oh, it's dessert only. But then because I actually am insane, I have to have some sort of power play that I told a guy that it's dessert only. But then I order a regular meal. And then I sit back and watch him panic.
Here's the thing, though.
I sit back and watch him panic.
He didn't end up panicking.
It seems like if you start out with a game like that, your whole relationship is going to be games like that.
Yeah, but also I knew that I wasn't going to date this guy, right? So I was like, it's fine, whatever. I'm already here.
She
I might
just
as well
proved
get
me right,
Chipotle
by
chicken.
The way. Thank you.
Chipotle chicken pasta, which is my go-to Cheesecake Factory dish. So
also,
anyway.
Anyone who has a go-to Cheesecake Factory dish, I implore you, do not date this person.
Hey! Anyway, fast forward to like talking in at night or into the evening, and he was like, "You know, you're the first
non-COVID.
You're the first non-white girl that I've gone on a date with in a long time." But I was like, "Thank you." I never know what to say when people say that or when they say things.
Did
like,
he give
oh,
you a medal? Was it like the end of Star Wars?
Right,
like an
or it's
orchestra?
Like "You're my first Asian" is another one that I hear often. He's like, yeah. So I was telling my friends, like, you know, I showed him a picture of you. I was like, my man.
He my manned himself. You can't my man yourself.
Yeah.
No.
He
like,
obviously proved that you can.
It's literally addressing someone else.
This is how it goes. You're my first Asian. My man.
Self high five. Yeah, you can't do it. It's grammatically impossible.
Maybe his my man is his penis.
Whoever gets to 35 reviews gets the screenshot of my high five.
He's asking me if I want to do a photo shoot to get him better photos for his profile photos.
Jesus, he's using you.
I told him, I was like, have you had a hoe phase? Because you're 29.
A hoe face? Like the last name hoe and then... Phase.
Like phase. Like a H-O-E.
Guys really don't go through hoe phases.
Yeah, they do.
Guys, they're as lucky as they're gonna get. It's not, they have no control over it. At least no guys I know. Don't just decide, now I'm gonna be in my hoe phase. It's like...
No, but you go through your hoe phase like in college.
It's your open... Yeah, you're open for business, but that doesn't mean business is good.
Also, you are... trying to define a phase of a person's life as a hoe phase. And to be fair, every day of every man's life is a hoe phase. It's just a matter of timing.
Hey, there's luck. I think there's luck.
We are the lowest common denominator of sexuality.
But I don't think I don't think he had a hoe phase. And I told him, and I was like, look, you do not seem like the person that should be thinking about being in a relationship right now. Like, you're just, I don't get the vibe from you. So I was like, so if that's the case, then maybe you should just focus on like getting as many girls as possible younger than you, because older women can see right through your bullshit.
You can't. You're about
to do
a photo shoot for him as a
favor. I mean,
I'm
not going to do it, but I felt
bad
for the guy. I'm like, your pictures are horrible. You're competing with really hot 20-year-olds. Like, so he's like randomly texting me, and he sends me memes on Instagram. So I think we're friends now.
Well, keep us up to date on your... relationship, love life. I think you should go through a 30 hoe
phase. Also, did I tell you that Dexter's like, just kidding. I want to still date you.
Oh, Dexter's back in the picture?
Nice. Very nice. If you have someone who wants to kill you, that's about as flattering as you can get.
Yeah. He was like, how do you feel about like wanting to try and date each other again? And I'm like, bro, and then what, you're going to get mad again in a few weeks when you realize that I'm still dating other people? Like,
how long has it been since our last recording? Like three weeks?
We decided to call it two weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and our last show was 2 weeks. I mean, we're getting on a good rhythm.
No, we were in a great rhythm, and then we fell apart, and now we're just holding it together.
Come on. It ain't that bad.
I feel really bad for making fun of Keisha, and then everything went silent, and no one responded to my threats. Keisha, I'm supportive of your online dating life, and I hope no one murders you.
If you want to date Keisha, leave us a review.
Yeah. 34 reviews gets a date with Keisha. 35 reviews gets my identity. Also, I'll give you my social and my credit card number.
All right, so today's topic, by no coincidence, is Christmas. It's
Saint Dick. Oh, I'm sorry,
huge,
Nick.
Huge, 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 huge deal, not only in this country, but countries around the world. And so we thought it'd be fun to discuss your memories associated with the things you love, the things you hate. And what better way to kick us off than talking about your most overrated Christmas movie? And I'll say, I wanted to say A Christmas Story with, you know, that little kid, the kid who looks like a small person.
Like Benjamin Button?
Yeah, the Benjamin Button kid.
Yeah.
But I will say, I think the most overrated Christmas movie by far is Die Hard.
What?
Fuck you. You just said that to piss me off. I hate you so much.
Shut up.
I hope
no,
you die.
No, it's an overrated. It is over. It's an overrated action movie. It's a sure overrated Christmas movie.
What are
you
talking about?
I hate you. Good. I am actually willing to quit this podcast right now. And the worst part is my wife agrees with you. So now I have to quit the podcast and get a divorce. Maddie. What are you doing to me?
Why? Wait, why do you hate...
I don't hate it. I just think it's overrated. Like, it's good.
Okay,
it's like
Ben-Hur,
it's like a
overrated Christmas movie.
It's like a poor man's John Wick.
During Christmas.
Name a better poor man's John Wick from the 1980s. And if you say Commando, I will come over to the east side of Austin and rip your guts out and feed you them. Because all
Puerto
you eat
Rico?
Is hot dogs! You're some fucking weirdo hot dog boy!
What does hot dogs have to do with anything? Just the fact that I'm strange and weird?
Yeah, no, I'm going to feed you your own intestines, which look like hot dogs.
The overrated
look, Alan
thing,
Rickman,
why?
Alan
why?
Rickman was good. Because, like, people are always like, oh, best Christmas movie. Oh, Die Hard. It's like, okay, there was snow. It's not really a Christmas movie.
Brandon.
And Alan Rickman was good, but it was an okay movie.
Counterpoint. People said that Die Hard is their favorite Christmas movie, not because it's a Christmas movie, but because they hate watching 34th Street and White Christmas and Tim Allen's horrible movie, The Santa Claus, as
aww.
Christmas movies. And
what?
They were like, you know what? Die Hard has Let It Snow during the credits. Let's claim it as a Christmas movie because it's an actual enjoyable film that is good no matter whether it's Christmas or not. And let's just call it a Christmas movie.
Are you crazy? The Santa Claus, the first one, was
so
a good movie.
Okay,
so heartfelt.
So I'm going to disagree, and you knew I was going to disagree. And for all of the listeners who agree with Brandon, you know,
it's
if you want to commit seppuku, that's fine with me. But any movie, anyone who says that a movie where like an elf uses tinsel as some sort of like tactical SWAT instrument... And
it
says that that's
gag.
A better movie than Die Hard. I honestly don't care if you take a samurai sword to your stomach and let your best friend cut your head off. Like, I don't care.
It's a fucking
if
better
you
Christmas
that,
movie than Die Hard.
If you do that, I don't care. No one cares about you. And you should stop listening to this podcast. You should actually stop interacting with planet Earth if you think that the elf tinsel scene is better than Die Hard.
Billy, are you sending people to space now? Come on.
Well, I mean, I don't send people to space. I send corpses to space.
Why do you not like Santa Claus was fun, original. It was
It was a good movie.
It was like Tim Allen was actually putting in effort.
It was an original concept.
Original concept, like heartwarming. It taught me about 1-800-SPANK-ME and all of those web, like those phone places. I called them once and hung up immediately and was so scared for the rest of the month that my parents were going to get a bill.
So if you want to play a game of Red Rover, let's just put it in those terms. If you want to play a game of Red Rover of the people who think that the Santa Claus is better than the people think Die Hard is the better movie, I'll gladly annihilate you.
Why don't we put it to us a Twitter poll right now?
That's fine. And you know what? If you think that Brandon is right and that the Santa Claus is better than Die Hard, I'll stop talking. And I don't just mean on the podcast. I mean in real life. I'll probably go out to that big tree behind my house and hang myself.
Gee, come on. You got to stop making suicide jokes, man.
That's true. He has to cut those out.
Or if you're going to do, just keep referencing them in another language like you did with a Japanese suicide. That we can leave in.
Okay. Who wants to be my second in the seppuku?
There you go.
Oh, is that what you said? I didn't even know what that meant.
See? The dummies don't understand.
Those are words. I don't know.
The biggest ironic part is she's the only Asian person on the show.
We're not all the same. I don't know Japanese. I don't know any Japanese.
That's fine. I don't know all the white shit people do, but I get accused.
That's true.
Hold on. I'm writing this out. Remember, not better movie, but better Christmas movie.
You don't even know how to pronounce Christmas. Christmas. You're the one. Christmas. You're the one keeping Christ in Christmas right now, by the way, with that hard T.
All right.
Also, fun fact about Die Hard. Did you know that Bruce Willis's wife, played by Bonnie Belinda, is Macaulay Culkin's aunt?
Oh, his wife in the movie?
In the movie. The only reason that Macaulay Culkin is famous and the only reason we have Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin is due to Die Hard.
Oh, because she was like, hey, my nephew cast him.
Yeah, exactly right.
I think Home Alone is overrated.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, if you've only seen it once, I think it's pretty good. But, like, haven't we all seen Home Alone, like, a million times for some reason?
Is that why you think Die Hard's bad? Is because you've seen it 100 times?
No. Yeah. I think it's bad because I just don't think it's bad. I just think it's overrated because it's overrated.
For Christmas.
Okay,
just for Christmas,
so your argument is that the Santa Claus is underrated, or is it that it's normal?
Yeah, it's a perfect Christmas movie. The Santa Claus, perfect Christmas
movie.
So
that's like... that's like voting that Lunchables is a perfect lunch.
Oh, it is, though. It is, though.
But okay, wait, I'm obviously in the wrong group. Where's the white privilege podcast that I can join? Because obviously they love Die Hard and we'll leave Santa Claus to you.
What are the components of a perfect... wait, what are the components, though, of a perfect Christmas movie?
I don't know. Like, involve the mythos of the holiday? Heart will make you feel good by the end of it.
Oh, well,
Die
no.
Hard doesn't do that.
Not really.
So you like elves being some sort of SWAT force that use tinsel?
Why are you hung
as
up
grot
on the
wire?
One joke, the one gag in the movie where the elves are a SWAT team?
So,
why are you
so,
hung up on that?
So you like a movie where
they
about
had jetpacks? Yes,
about
that was
6 minutes.
Elves on jetpacks.
Also, the head elf looks like Brandon. He reminds me of Brandon.
So you like a movie where about 10% of the movie is Tim Allen jiggling fat.
And then shaving and then it growing back really fast.
As opposed to Die Hard, which is apparently a horribly overrated action movie.
It is.
But
horribly
the movie
overrated.
You compare it to is the Tim Allen jiggling fat and growing a beard movie with SWAT elves and like some weird Miss Doubtfire, misconceived like father, son.
Yeah, it brings them together.
Yeah, okay.
And they don't get, Tim Allen doesn't get back together with, what's her name? You know, like, so it's like a good message for divorce kids, too.
There have been a litany of people who hate you on Twitter that I sided with you on, but now I think I'm with the anti-Brandon camp on Twitter.
Fair enough, Anima.
But seriously, Love Actually, you know, family focused film with nudity and a lot of weird, like, I fell in love with my best friend's wife. But
yeah, that's fucked
really,
up.
Really a family friendly Christmas movie.
Love Actually is horrible. I don't know why women love that movie so much.
It's super popular. I don't get it either. All right. Your best Christmas gift that you remember getting?
Die Hard on DVD.
Best Christmas gift.
I can't even answer this question because I'm so disillusioned with the mouth breathers that listen to this podcast on the Santa Claus Die Hard thing that I just don't.
Are
even,
you monitoring the
I
poll?
I don't even feel like I belong in this world anymore. Like, anyone who thinks that the Santa Claus is better than Die Hard, I don't even think I could have a conversation with. Like,
103 votes already. The fact. 57%
like,
Santa Claus.
Even the idea of like standing in like a line for a Wendy's hamburger. Like, if someone told me that they liked Santa Claus more than Die Hard, I'd probably leave the restaurant.
I probably should have worded it in a more neutral way.
I'm so appalled. I almost want to log. I want to quit the podcast. Like, this may be my last episode because anyone, and maybe this is the difference between you and me, Brandon. Maybe it's like you're categorizing movie as opposed to Christmas movie, whereas I look at it, I'm like, a Christmas movie is a movie first, and Christmas is like a subplot. So I'm like, oh, Die Hard's a better movie, and it happens to be around Christmas. And
it's all make-believe, you know, it's all what we say.
No, I literally hate you now, and I'll never be able to look at you the same way. And I'm just going to pull up Rotten Tomatoes just
right now
to pull my point.
You got to move on.
I bet you, you think, Die Hard probably does rank higher, but that's not fair. That's not a fair comparison.
So Die Hard on Rotten Tomatoes is a 94. The Santa Claus Rotten Tomatoes.
Drum roll, please.
It is a
93.
It's actually impressive. It's a 72. You know what? I'm actually shocked. I thought it was definitely going to be lower than 50%.
All I'm saying is rewatch it. I think you'll like it. There's this great scene you'll love. The elves do a whole SWAT team thing with jetpacks.
With Tetzel?
It's great.
There's a scene where he goes to the doctor and steps on a scale and he's like, hey, Santa, you're overweight.
Da-dunks. It's a funny movie, man.
Like, there's a part where you actually cry, you get a little emotional.
Like imagine you're a single mother post-divorce and like a big fat Tim Allen comes down your chimney and invades your house. This is the movie you're voting for.
It's a good movie. It's a good concept. It's clever. It was a little different than all the other Christmas stuff. It's funny.
Name the Die Hard before Die Hard.
It's a good pun. The, like, what? Like a, I don't know. I don't, what's
Die Hard
before Die
Hard? You're claiming that the Santa Claus is good because it's not derivative. Name the Die Hard before Die Hard.
I don't know, man.
Lethal Weapon?
I don't know. Generic. Yeah.
Not,
I don't know if
not
Lethal Weapon
before.
Became it.
Was
yeah.
Also,
I don't know, The Running
also
Man?
A buddy cop film.
Just seemed like any Schwarzenegger action movie.
So you think Bruce, and I think the only reason you think Bruce Willis is comparable to Arnold Schwarzenegger is because of the later Bruce Willis films, but he was on Moonlighting and like SNL. He wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger until after Die Hard. He was like the weak man's cop.
Yeah, no, I get it.
He's like Harry Potter. He's like the little piece of shit that shouldn't be good who's actually great.
Why do you hate this movie so much? Why do you hate the Santa Claus? Why?
No, I don't hate it. Like, the Santa Claus is fine. It's a children's Christmas movie. It's that he said it's better than Die Hard.
As a Christmas movie.
No, it doesn't matter.
It does matter. In that lens, yes, it matters.
Matter.
Okay.
Like, is Tom Brady a better football player or a better human being? It's like the parameters in which you're judging him matter. Or better philanthropist or better chess
or
player.
Or a model.
Well,
to
be fair, I rate Die Hard as the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Oh my God, come on.
Because,
it is not the
because
greatest
most
Christmas
movie. Movies are sentimental sacks of shit. And Die
Batman
Hard
Returns.
Is a great movie that happens to be set during Christmas.
Did you say Batman?
Batman Returns is a much better Christmas movie than Die Hard.
How do you feel about Edward Scissorhands?
Also good. I don't think it's amazing, but it's good.
You guys, what about Elf? Do you guys like Elf?
Nope.
I'm not an Elf guy.
What?
Not an Elf guy.
What about Jack Frost?
Kill yourself.
All right, Billy, wait. What's your goddamn best gift? We got to move on.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
I already told you, it's Die Hard.
No, God damn it. Fine.
That gift.
Worst Christmas gift then, Billy.
Anything that's not Die Hard.
Damn it. Are you going to sabotage the rest of this episode?
No, it's over for me.
Let's just quit right now.
That's it.
All right.
Last episode.
Shortest episode. No. We'll come back, but like this will be a short 30-minute episode. This will show you the consequences of your actions, the consequences of having real discussions.
We're talking about the Santa Claus and Die Hard, and you're saying the consequences of real discussions, like we're at the Paris Peace Treaty.
That was an episode of Wrong Side of 30. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you after the new year and into 2021.
Bye, guys.
Bye.